Beltway with Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us right at the top. She's in the center of all the action. And all the action, of course, is at CPAC. And there was a whole lot of shaking going on, you could say. And there's a lot of different directions we could go in talking about the Conservative Political Action Conference. But starting on Thursday, I want to mention this. Today I went through my notes and I looked at all the senators that are stepping aside. Now you can add another one. The fifth senator is stepping away, and he's a four-termer, Senator John Kyle from Arizona, not seeking re-election. This is huge news. Ellen, what was the reaction?
Oh, the reaction was really quite, that people were really very, quite surprised about that. And, of course, now the question is, who is going to be the Republican that's going to take the seat or are going to attempt to take the seat? Is it going to be J.D. Hayworth, who ran last time against McCain and did terribly, fellow talk show host as well as a former congressman? Or is it going to be Jeff Flake, who has been the Tea Party darling and has been really pressing ahead with trying to get not just $74 billion out of the budget, Kate, but $100 billion out of the budget and threatening a government shutdown?
Wow. $100 billion. Good luck with that. Oh.
In just this year, which means we're already, you know, 2 months into the year here.
Yeah, no
kidding.
Well, no,
sorry, it's much more than 2 months. It's October, November, December, January, and February. So you're talking about 5 months. They want to cut $100 billion from what's left of the year, and you subtract 5 months.
Wow. It's not just about budget numbers and those kind of conversations. It's also about straw poll numbers. I was talking about this a little bit on my previous show, 2012. Everybody wants to know who's going to run on the Republican side. And this is kind of a little bit of a first step. I mean, the straw poll is sort of important to take the temperature, if you will, of the people, at least at CPAC, right, Ellen? And I guess.
Well, definitely the temperature at CPAC, and it looks like, in terms of that straw poll, according to people I've been talking to, people in the know, they've said that Ron Paul is probably going to, not Rand Paul, the senator, but Ron Paul, the father, will probably win it 2-1 margin. So sometimes that gives people the impetus to run for president, and he may be running again.
Wow, and you know what's interesting is Donald Trump, who is saying that he's thinking about running for president, is at CPAC. He gives a little speech, and he says, Ron Paul can't get elected. I'm sorry to tell you, and I guess there was some booze in the room.
Well, there definitely were some booze in the room. But the fact is that, you know, everybody, this is a beauty contest, and that's what's going on that front.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Egypt, we'd be remiss not to talk about Egypt. It was like a roller coaster all day long, and, of course, we're well into our third week plus of what's happened there. Now some of the power shifts to Suleiman. What's the buzz there? Because I know there's still protests.
The White House is very, very unhappy. The president issued a statement later in the day today about six-something, and he's very upset. And you can tell by, I mean, he didn't out and out say, hey, we thought this guy was going to go, but he said the transition is happening, and he basically doubts whether people are going to trust what's happened with the government.
Wow. All right. Trust, that's a big word. We're going to be talking about all these things and much more, of course, coming up on America Tonight. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thank you so much. I'll tell you what, in Egypt getting just ready to explode because President Mubarak addresses Egypt without resigning, and so many protesting, wanting those democratic free elections, thought that he was going to just step down. But by handing it to Suleiman, it's pretty much like handing it to his brother. They are one and the same. Plus, Mubarak still has control of the constitution, if you will. So Suleiman pretty much has the say over the day today. But again, that's just like Mubarak being in power. And the crowd knows that. And they're screaming bloody murder, if you will. After morning prayers on Friday, Egyptian protesters are really going to arrive in droves for the biggest demonstration yet. And there is a concern that it's been peaceful as of the start of the week, really just coming off the weekend. Is this going to become a bloodbath in the streets, and boy, I hope not. Even Mohammed El Baradei is saying that Egypt is going to explode. He's saying he's using those same words. That's what's scary to me. The people aren't satisfied, and they should protest, and they should be out there with their signs, and they should be out there demanding change. Absolutely, I get it. But if the army turns on them, if the police that are, let's face it, Mubarak thugs are in the square and crawling around trying to go back and forth with this crowd like we've seen in the past, and this is a bigger crowd and it gets a little out of control, the country staying at in some kind of order instead of chaos, I think is a no deal. I don't think so. Mubarak saying he would not step down before the September elections has now, if anything, really lit the fuse. So it's all up to the army. A couple of shows ago, we talked to somebody who was in the CIA, and he said that very thing. It's going to come down to the army and what the army can do, because it looks like there's going to be massive clashes between the people and the Egyptian army. And traditionally, the Egyptians would believe that the army is on their side, but they're not going to be on the side of the people if they are the thugs for Mubarak. And the outlook and the predictions for the outlook just get more and more grim by the hours. We get closer and closer to later in the day on, you know, in the morning and later in the day on Friday. So Mubarak doesn't step down. Suleiman gets tossed the baton, and now it's almost that much more disastrous. He's going to be the caretaker of the government, and I don't think so. I don't think that this is going to. I don't think this is going to stand with the people. They're going to continue, no matter what the cost, to be there and to be part of this what they're calling now, all over Twitter and Facebook, the revolution. So we'll see. The Constitution, they said they're not going to rest until the new Constitution is in place. Until it is in place. And so, as I was describing to Ellen, it was like a roller coaster ride during the day. I truly believe that the president thinks he was duped, because there was reports that Mubarak was going to step aside, but that's not happening. Not at all. In the meantime, the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, we haven't heard that name very often, right? Because we haven't talked about the National Intelligence Director very often. His bid to defuse all this frustration in Washington over the performance of our intelligence community during all this upheaval across the board in the Middle East, really, I guess it's not working, because there was a description that was floated about the Muslim Brotherhood as largely a secular group, and now that's been given way to violence, and that's sparked massive outrage because the characterization they're saying was wrong. I think I saw some reporter say it was, what did you describe it? A head-snapping moment for Clapper. Ooh! Stay with us. We're talking Valentine's lighten the load next.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Says the average American will spend $116 plus for Valentine's Day. Wow! I hope my husband's listening to that. Then adds a few little zeros maybe on it. Reva Lasansky joins us now. Oh, explain this. I think that's a pretty chunky number, but I guess that might even include dinner. Maybe, I don't know. It probably does include dinner. How, where do you arrive at that number?
Well, these numbers are from the National Retail Federation, and actually, the average American is spending a little more than $116, but the average man, so you can tell your husband this, is spending almost $160 this year.
Woo.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of surprised, too, by, like, really? I wonder what I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, men usually like to shop for lingerie for themselves, and they think that that's perfect for Valentine's Day. So, you know, you go to Victoria's Secret or one of those places, it could run you a few bucks. It kind of makes sense. So even if we say, people are struggling, there's just something about Valentine's Day they're going to pony up, right?
Well, yes, but you know what? It's up from last year. So I guess Americans are always going to celebrate Valentine's Day, but last year it was only about $103. So we're looking, I think, again, it's kind of a harbinger of the economy being a little bit better, people spending more money. The wine and the more people are going to be buying are cards, but cards are, you know, even the elaborate cards are only like $5 or $6. So I think there's going to be a whole lot more than cards in the mix there.
Yeah, who gets Valentine's? Do you give it to friends? Do you give it to coworkers? I mean, just besides obviously the person you're with, not just the obvious, but do people tend to give Valentine's? When you're little kids, you do, but do people tend to give Valentine's to other people?
Well, here's the number that startled me the most. Most of the money, you're right, goes to the significant other or your loved one, but 18% of what the average American spends on Valentine's Day goes to their pet.
Wow.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. I wish I were.
What are you buying your pets on Valentine's Day, Reva?
Yes. I'm glad I don't have any pets because I feel guilty after reading this. 18%. I mean, it's not a lot of money, but it's a little over $5 per pet that they're spending on Valentine's Day. Now, you know, you think about that. It's obviously not, I don't know, special dog food. I have no idea what it could be, but
I've done some research for a book I did on hot trends, and actually Americans outside of veterinary bills spend about $48 billion a year on their pets. So given that, I guess it makes sense.
$48 billion? So, wow. Yeah. So anything on pets? Anybody that's got a product or anybody that's got something to do with pets or dogs or animals, I would think that that could be a home run if you had the right thing, right?
You know, absolutely. That's like I said, I was doing this research for this book I did on hot 26 hot businesses to start. And one of the things that I found is that one of the big opportunities this year is in the pampered pet niche. So people are looking to pamper their pets. I mean, there's actually now a section in most costume stores for Halloween costumes for pets, you know, which I think the pets, you know, when I owned a pet, if I try to put something on them, they would reject it. So, but this is about, you know, pedicures for, I found this thing about pedicures for birds and not just the regular grooming kind of thing. So it's gone a little far. And I also, last year when I did the research, found out that there was a big niche. There was a lot of clothing for petite dogs, but not enough clothing for the bigger dogs, sort of like the plus-size women, that category was a little overlooked.
You know, it's so funny that we get off into this tangent because a lot of people listening to us can relate to it, though. They're going to appreciate this. I never had a pet, but now we have a golden retriever. His name's Mahalo, and he's big. He's not giant. He's average size, but he's 80 pounds. There's no costumes for him.
Exactly.
I haven't seen any. There is no shirts that are fitting him. He'd have to go on serious Weight Watchers. I don't even think that would work because you're right. They're all for petite pets, the little schnauzers and stuff. No question about it.
So also, now you know you need to go buy a Valentine's Day present. For your dog.
Yeah, no kidding. And the Valentine's presents could be kind of on the same line of what you're saying about pets and what you found with your book Hot Trends, that, you know, there are things that you can get, pampering things, I guess, special bones for dogs, special hamburger patties, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. But you know what, like what I wrote this week in the AOL column is it's being spread around. So most of it goes to the loved one. 18% goes to the pet, and the rest, it says classmates. So I think a lot of that money is being spent still by kids in elementary school getting Valentine's for the whole class, maybe bringing in some candy and that kind of thing. So as far as, you know, we think we come and we evolve and we get rid of old habits, I think a lot of it is still the same.
Yeah, no kidding. I can't imagine that. I'm thinking about going to school, and I have a nephew who's in third grade, and they have to run around and get cupcakes, and they have to get those little candy Valentine hearts because they said he wouldn't dare show up because everybody has to bring something. So it is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And I think, you know, if you go into any store at this time of year, you know, the big Targets or Walmarts, they have all the big packages. So I think, you know, Valentine's Day, we all know it's a manufactured holiday, but I think it makes people feel good. And I think you can tell this year by what the average American is spending is actually up 11% from last year, that it's just a way to say, I'm feeling better about the economy, so let's spread the wealth around. The second most popular item is going to be, and maybe you can hope for this, is going to be jewelry. So,
wow. Yeah. Jewelry, so meaning anything. It could be necklaces, rings, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say diamonds. So.
Yeah, diamonds. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. That's a hint. And that for Valentine's, all of you guys out there listening. I wonder, this is kind of going down a different path too, but similar, because it is about lovers and significant others. Do you think a lot of people get engaged on Valentine's Day? Or is that, that's just, boy, you don't want to do that because that's so obvious.
You know what? I think that, I don't know the real answer. My guess is a lot of people do, because I think any one of those holidays is obvious, but I know at least three people who got engaged over Christmas. So I think that it may be obvious to those of us who aren't getting engaged on Valentine's Day, but to those people in the moment, it seems to be part of it. And part of this year is Valentine's Day is Monday, and a lot of states still celebrate Lincoln's birthday. So for a lot of people, that's a 3-day weekend. So maybe that will increase the number of engagements.
Yeah, no kidding. You write about an AOL small business. This would be a niche, I would think, that some people, though, in saying all these positive numbers, could maybe, if they could find a way to spin it, could take advantage of. Some of the small businesses that aren't Valentine's oriented might be able to piggyback off of the holiday if they're clever and think outside of the box. Do you think that some people will try to do that?
You know what? I think that they should try to do that. I think that that's really the key to small business success. So I have this column every week on AOL Small Business called Survey Says. So I'm looking at just tons of surveys. And right now it seems that the economy is coming back. Small business owners are feeling better about it. But to me, what you said is really key. Don't just look at what you do and what you've always done. Look at what's driving traffic to someone else's store, to somebody else's website, and see if you can sort of adapt that to your own. I mean, you know, you might think, well, if you have a gym, you know, how do you like translate that to Valentine's Day? Well, you could say show some love to your best friend and get them a 3 days pass or something like that. So there's always a way, I think, to take either the trend of the day, whether it's a holiday or something else that's going on, a seasonal event, and interpret it and put it into your business to drive sales.
Yeah, no kidding. How many people are always surprised by this, but I'm not, in looking at small businesses. We talk so often about small businesses on this show, as you can imagine. How many do you estimate, how many businesses are small businesses in the United States?
Well, when you look at the overall numbers, we don't, you know, that's the problem in this country. We really don't do a very good job of tracking. If you look at all the numbers, according to the Small Business Administration, they say there's about 28 million businesses in general, and 99% of that, so essentially you're at 28 million, are small businesses. But we really don't differentiate from, in that number, how many are hobbies, how many are just people who might, you know, go to a comic show, sell some comics, need to file a Schedule C. It's all based on tax filings. We do know that about 7 million businesses have employees. So that's one indication, but there's a lot of businesses that don't have employees that are legitimate businesses. So my own personal estimation is I think we're looking at, you know, about 12, 13 million actual people who are in business who want to grow that business and take it to the next level.
Yeah, I agree with you. Reba Lasansky, thank you so much for joining us. Check out her column, AOL Small Business. We'd love to have you back on again. We appreciate your time.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWHEY.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Where is she? In a drag. Mama's got a brand new bag.
All right, so be honest. Were you jonesing for 4G? Raise your hand. 4G? 4G, anyone out there? Hanging out at the Verizon store trying to transfer that service for your iPhone? Yeah. I don't like to do anything with the iPhone that involves change for fear that I'll get a bill for who knows what. I've had so many problems with the billing. Courtesy of AT&T, I mean, crazy. So I've thought about switching to Verizon, but then I know people that say, despite the claims that they have coverage everywhere in the world, I don't want to switch to Verizon. But I know a lot of people that want to switch, and I know a lot of people that actually did do the 4G deal with Verizon and are just beyond excited about the whole thing. See, I have a theory. I know we've talked about this before. Let them work the kinks out. Work out all the kinks before I go one more step up the ladder. And then how much does that cost? The idea is better sound quality, right? And you could do the video chat, which that's pretty cool. So you got voice, video protocol, fourth generation wireless network that is faster than the speed of lightning. Faster than a bullet, like Superman times 10 on steroids. And the idea is that 4G anyway is going to replace all of the current infrastructure that cell phones have been using for more than a decade. So 4G is going to be, but probably by the time I get 4G, it's going to be passe. And dispatching all those calls, from what I understand, over the 4G web instead of the cell phone lines has that benefit of letting the callers, of enabling the people who are calling to use the internet at the same time. So you can't do that now. I can't do that now. I get on my phone and I can't be on the internet at the same time. So that would be, a huge advantage if you think about it. Especially if you're on and working and talking to somebody, and you know, everything's such a virtual office anymore for people. So if you're closing some deal or just working with a client or whatever, I guess that could be a pretty big advantage. Although I have like a netbook, and you just flip up the netbook. So to me, I'm not so sure. Or what about the people that have the iPad? But regardless, I know people love the whole 4G thing. That is huge. Coming up, we're going to fill in the blanks on a couple of other things that are happening across the country. But before we do that, I want to welcome a new affiliate aboard to America Tonight. We're very excited about this, too. In Virginia Beach, Newport News, the station is WHKT. WHKT. Sweet! Yeah. I love Virginia Beach. I had the pleasure of spending a little bit of time there. And that's the biggest spot for the Navy. You think of all the training and all the ships that are there. And I found out an interesting thing, too, about Virginia Beach and Newport News and that whole area there, Portsmouth, etc., that the ratio of women to men is in favor of the woman. If you want to hook up, ladies, apparently that's the place to go. Because you have Marines, you have other branches of the military also that are in that same area. And overwhelmingly, the numbers are in favor of the women. Usually, it seems, it's the opposite. I'm thinking, you know, Dallas, Fort Worth. I think if you're a guy and you like that whole Texas blonde thing, boy, it is the place to go, because the ratio, the numbers are definitely slanted in favor of the men. But it's slanted in favor of the women. It's just a beautiful place. So we're excited. Once again, WHKT, thanks for jumping on board. They're going to be with us the whole week, all the way through. If you are listening to us and you want to say hi, you want to jump on and throw in your thoughts, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can hit us up through americatonight.net. Although I think there's been a rolling blackout, so the website is down for another 15 minutes. Do you believe it? Rolling blackouts, that's been a big problem. I personally have not had that in our satellite facility, but I know a lot of people are dealing with it. Okay, here's the deal. At the top of the show, we were talking about Donald Trump. He was at the CPAC convention. I was making fun of this a week ago, and I think just recently, maybe even a couple nights ago, talking about, you got to be kidding me, Donald Trump seriously considering 2012? I don't think so. I don't see it. It wouldn't make any sense to me with the empire that he's running and how visible he is. He's probably already a target. I'm sure he's got some bodyguards and his family with the wealth that they have and how he moves all over the place. But as president, I don't think so. But this is the bigger question. When sometimes names like Donald Trump come out, the question is, would you vote for Donald Trump? Because there's this theory that's worked in some cases and hasn't worked, like Meg Whitman, eBay, she was the queen of eBay, made a ton of money, and Carly Fiorina, too, wanted the Senate seat in California, both of them were in California, so Meg wanted to be the governor, and Carly wanted to be a senator to unseat Barbara Boxer, and they were pushing the whole business acumen thing, that they were successful businesswomen and with the economy and dealing with financial issues and budgets and all that stuff, wouldn't it be great? And it didn't work for them. Mitt Romney kind of runs on that same thing, that he was able to turn Salt Lake City around, that he did wonders in Massachusetts and plays that same card. So Donald Trump that would be one of the strengths of Donald Trump, having lost everything, come back, in a sense, lost everything, come back from a bankruptcy, knows what it's like to run these business empires. I don't see it, though. It makes for an interesting conversation when someone with a big name, someone have a celebrity, that's floated out there. But I don't see him actually doing it. I don't. It doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, here's a couple of other things that you might have missed that happened during the day. Sadly, we were talking about the explosion in Pennsylvania last time around. And, man, this was some fire. It was in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's like the whole block went up. And you see the shots. I mean, this is radio, but just picture on the screen a fireman with trying to douse just a giant piece of red in front of him. Like there's nothing but flames in front of his face, and he's trying to put it out frantically. And that's what it was like in this natural gas explosion. It's very scary to me because now we've seen in a couple of different places these gas explosions, whether it's a line that gets hit or something else that causes it. In Allentown, 8 houses go down, and sadly, there were people that were killed in this. 5 people were killed, including 1 4-month-old and also a 79-year-old killed. And that's awful. And fire guys, God love them, because they have the most dangerous job. They never want to lose anyone. They try to do everything they could, backhoes, heavy equipment, everything they could, pouring through the rubble. But the blast happened just before 11 o'clock on Wednesday night, and the houses were just consumed. 16 altogether were affected by it. And there was just no way to get to the people fast enough. They got to some, but they couldn't get to some of the others. So, boy, you have to feel for those firemen who just worked around the clock and, tried to do whatever it was they could. You had cars that were on fire outside. I don't think people care about the material things as much as they care about the fact that the people were killed. Because gas lines are just like water lines, if you think about it. The ground freezes and then thaws. It shifts, cracks the pipes, always the concern. And that, they believe, is the cause of the gas leaks, just like water leaks happen. So if gas is leaking onto the street, it could seep into the ground, then your house, and any sort of, think of how dangerous that is, so scary. Any kind of an ignition source, anything, could create that explosion. And what are you going to do about it? All right, quickly, let's pop out to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff, you have a couple of minutes. What's up?
Hey, Kate, we got our polar plunge this weekend. A friend of mine's jumping 24/7 this weekend.
24/7?
And explain. This coming weekend, 12 hours.
Explain to everybody. Just give us kind of the thumbnail sketch of it. You're doing the snowboarding, right?
No, it's polar plunge. They jump.
Oh, wow.
When they jump in the ice-cold river.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood because I'm confusing the two different things when we were talking about Special Olympics.
Actually, the 25th, we got our state Special Olympics in Portland.
Okay, that's what it was.
In Bend.
I got you. So in Bend, that's where that'll be taking place. But now you're talking about some crazy people. Yeah, you're talking about some crazy people jumping in some very cold water.
Yeah.
How cold is that water going to be?
It's 38 degrees, they said.
Woo, 38 degrees. I'd like to see some pictures of that. You need to post some pictures of that, Jeff, in Oregon.
Well, actually, they're on the Special Olympic website.
Okay, so if we go to the Special Olympic website, we can see
Special
that.
Special Olympic Oregon.
Special Olympic Oregon. Go check it out. I want to see the polar plunge. Don't you do it, Jeff. Ooh, it'll be taking a long time to thaw out after that one. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Yet another weekend. I'm sure they're not feeling that way in Egypt, although they are staring down the barrel, if you will, because Mubarak refuses to stand down, and it's fascinating to see what's coming out of Cairo. The tent city has grown. The tents are really in the middle of the square and then surrounding it, just thousands of people, a lot of them young people who are unemployed, because that's the majority of Egypt and Cairo, 25 and under. And they got all the time. They're willing to just hang in there. And I think President Mubarak's refusal to step away caught the Obama people completely off guard. They didn't think that was going to happen. They didn't think that Mubarak was going to do that, I believe. So now his vice president, Omar Suleiman, he's taken over the day-to-day, but he's not taking over. So, in other words, Suleiman is deputized, and he's taking control, but it might as well be Mubarak. because Mubarak gets title of the president in the Constitution. And still there are things that only Mubarak can do. And Suleiman didn't seem to have much success when he was urging Egyptians to be calm and go back to work. They didn't want to go back to work. He said that he was committed to doing whatever it took to have an orderly transition of power and in accordance with the provisions of the Constitution. So he's saying, I'm following the Constitution. Go back to your houses. Go back to work. It's not going to happen. And even saying the homeland needs you to work, but they're not doing it. And this is not what the Obama people thought was going to happen. Egypt is going to explode. I don't think that's a shock to anyone. There's a lot of tweets. Isn't it interesting? Twitter is the main source. Tweets that are coming out of Egypt, and Mohammed El-Baradei's got, he's the opposition guy, he's got a Twitter page, and he's saying pretty much that. This place is going to explode after this. And it was before the speech even. The barricades near the palace, which was the former Egyptian monarchy where they lived, they were tumbling, and armed police that were away from the streets now were waiting behind metal fences so they know, because the crowd is surging. You only have so many of these guys in uniform, and they can only do so much. I think this is the 17th day of this massive protest or revolt. And the crowds are getting bigger, and they just keep screaming for Mubarak to leave, and he refuses to leave. This just re-energizes the whole purpose again. They're talking about the strikes that have been called by the railway and telecom people, because they say they want better compensation, so this is the perfect time for them to strike. And the petroleum people are striking too. The oil workers wanted transparencies in executive salaries. They know that somebody's really getting fat or rich off of the oil, but they're not. And the same thing with the people who work the rails. They wanted longer contracts. They wanted to know what was going on with the people in front of them, how much they were getting paid. And the employees of the steel industry and the Suez Canal Port Authority also were demanding better salaries. So here we go. It all comes back to the Suez Canal. And I've talked about how dangerous that is and how much money would be lost and how things would change for the U.S. It's the economy. Their economy would affect us with this, with a problem in the canal. Because I don't care what anyone says, it still is a major transportation hub. And yes, there are other big ships that go through there that aren't American, but there are plenty of supplies that go to America that go through there, and it's oil. And there is a chunk of it, and it's necessary. So oil prices overall and across the board will skyrocket. And we were thinking of getting that moped. This could be a good time to get the moped. I'm just saying, you might want to get it ready just in case. Maybe you're a biker and you can bike to work. Maybe you work from home, then it's not even an issue, right? But you have to pick up kids from school sometimes. So, I mean, no joke, oil prices, and for people in the United States, this isn't Europe. We're not the UK. We're not used to paying $7, $8 for a gallon. That would set off a revolt in this country. So, the Suez Canal right now is safe, and there's no problem with it. The Egyptian army is there, and it's open, and it's still going and blowing. But there is the danger that it won't be, because if you see, you know, there's a salary freeze and there's a strike, then you've got how many engineers who decide they're not going to come to work. And this is the problem. So that compounds everything that's happening with Mubarak. And we won't even get into all the human rights organizations. Just for the record, at least documented, because I think there could be more, there are 302 people that have died since the January 25th rally that started the whole thing. The impetus for it was that Mubarak wouldn't step aside, but January 25th was the official first rally, and that's how many people have died on the record. It could be more, certainly, but will the Egyptian army force Mubarak out? There is your question. He refuses to step down. It's up to the army. Jack Rice was the CIA guy that I mentioned that we talked to earlier in the week who said that, who said he'd been around for the Mubarak regime, was crawling around the Middle East then, and said, look to the army. This is the key. The elections are held in September. He's already lost control of the country. Now what? Now are the armed forces, are they going to do that, they call it communique number one, so a military coup? Are they going to try to just preserve Egypt and the people? Or do they stick with Mubarak? So there's a lot of speculation over that, a lot of speculation. And I think this is going to play out over the weekend into Monday. And this is really what we've been saying all along. So this is nothing new except for that Mubarak speaks. Suleiman takes over in a sense, but it's not really him taking over. The people aren't happy with it. And the people really don't seem as though they're going to me, they don't seem as though they're going to stand for it. So change is coming. But what kind of change if he refuses to step down? I mean, it's pretty obvious that's not going to happen. So there's this march to the palace that's being organized. That's happening. It's happening while we're on the air. And he says, I'll go in September, and that's it. Egypt or Israel, a little bit nervous about this because whatever happens in Egypt certainly could affect them as the proximity, and they've had peace for such a long time. Yeah, so this is a big one. All right, this is another big one, and we talked about this briefly at the beginning of the show, and I'm going to bring this back around. Republicans say they're going to cut, you ready for this number? It's really grown, $100 billion in spending cuts, $100 billion. Whew. So, wow, what are you cutting? That is a deep cut, but they say it's manageable if you do it in every single area of the government. I told you how I had heard from two different people that there was a lot of duplication in some of the government agencies. Maybe they really do some kind of an audit and they figure out where they've got that happening. 100 is a pretty big number, though. So that means layoffs probably of FBI agents, air traffic control systems would be affected by that. Health research, education would be affected. Special education would probably be affected. Pell grants for low-income college students would be affected. If you look at where they have to cut, I think some of those programs would be cut. And then a lot of other government programs would also be chopped as well. If you have any thoughts, send them to me at americatonight.net.